After a tour of solar facilities at Sandia National Laboratories, Chu headed over to the University of New Mexico for a town hall meeting with engineering students. Several of the students' questions hinted at uncertainty about where to focus in a country where energy policy has tended to change from one administration to the next. Chu explained the thinking behind current spending decisions.
We don't want to use public funds for things we think the private sector is investing in a lot. There's no point in us doing that. Nor do we think we should be investing a lot of funds in something the private sector will never pick up.
In that light, solar seems to be a good bet, with Chu predicting an economic crossover to solar energy within the next 10 to 15 years. But engineering student Athena Christodoulou says she's not so sure.
China is putting so much more money into solar that we really don't have a chance unless our government does do something to support it. Free market doesn't work if it's not played fair, and it's not being played fair.
On the Conservation Beat, I'm Sissel Overgaard, KUNM.